There we go.
Okay. This is going to be taking some used to. 3-2. We are here. We are here.
Yup.
As Horton usually asks. Or no, not Horton asks. Horton hears, though. Yeah, that's it.
Hi, this is Arielle Hyatt from Cyber PR, and you are listening to Comic Pop Library.
Whoa, whoa, it's all right. Everything will be all right. Whoa, whoa, it's all right. Everybody now we're kidding.
Hey, brother, listen. Yeah, fate can be hard-hearted. Say them or not, you know me, dear. Holding my strength and weakness. I'm standing by myself. Face the world to grieve no more. The carousel goes up and goes down.
Ready, go round, pop it all round.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Gaming Around, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Logan here,
and today we are looking at a new TCG. Yeah, I can't talk today. That Logan and I found just the other week in Hayes, Kansas, at the Gamers Guild shop there in town. It's the local gaming shop. It's the My Hero Academia card game, and the owner of the store said it'd probably be out late November,
something like that. But yeah, they were one of the first groups to get it. I'm not exactly sure how it was actually worded, but
he was one of the official distributors for the company for pre-releasing, so they were able to sell it beforehand. So Logan spent some of his hard-earned money about five packs that we're going to go through and kind of talk about. I don't know all the characters. Logan knows most.
I read the manga up till I think a bit after they moved into the dorms, which is not very far into the manga, but it's like a year of time since it started, I think.
Okay.
But it's been like multiple years.
And I'm way behind. I haven't done anything
on it. I've read fan fiction as well, but
I know it, but I haven't done anything with it. This is one. The opening that we came in on was Merry-Go-Round, and that is the ninth opening to the My Hero Academia anime series. So if you want to look that up, you can. We found it on Crunchyroll Collections YouTube channel, so you can find it there. Also, you can go from there and possibly find who the artist is, who I believe is... Oh, let me see if I can find it. Hold on. La-la. Man with a Mission. So if you like their work, you could possibly go back and go to your digital vendor of choice and find some of their other works as well. Logan, like I said, he bought five packs. He also ordered
the Bakugou versus Izuku.
Got me to line.
The starter decks, seems like.
Right. It was two starter decks, basically.
Yeah.
In the same box. And one of the workers of the store said, in that set...
Those are their own cards. They're not actually part of the booster pack sets. Right. Yeah.
So if you want to get those would be additional cards as well. We'll let Logan.
It's part of the Universes card set, which from what I understand is kind of like being part of the Weiss Schwartz card set. It's an entirely different game from Weiss Schwartz, but it's similar in that it has multiple franchises having card games with the same mechanics that can be splashed together.
That's the way they explained it. And we went to the website Jazzco.
Jazzco seemed to be the person.
I believe it, or .net. And they had all the listings of the different games, and there was a pretty good listing.
Yeah. including random American comics to go with Japanese anime and video games. With the
it was the Grimm Fairy Tales. Yeah, and they also had Street Fighter. What's some of the others they had? Cowboy Bebop, Mega Man, stuff like that.
Just
so if you want to go to their website and see what they got, you can go look for that. They did the Yu Yu Hakusho as well. That we have a few.
We weren't sure if that was part of the universes or just another card game they had.
Right. Quite sure.
Yeah.
But you can go to their site and find out what it is, but it's Universe is what it's called.
Universes. So. With the verses being like him versus him.
Okay. Makes sense since it's a card game. So we'll let Logan open those up. I'm going to just give you a little bit of information while he's opening up the first pack. When I looked these up, this first booster pack, and when I went to the site, it says these are cards that are labeled regular XR, and there's 180 of them. They had Secret Rares, that was the 181st and 182nd cards. If you buy a full box of boosters, you get the box topper, like they've started doing quite a few of these type of collections now. Then they have what's called a Quirk Pack, which is 5 cards, a DLC or
deckloadable
content.
Yeah, it's trying to pun off of downloadable contact or whatever, but apparently it's 20 cards, I think, right?
For these, there are 12 cards for My Hero Academia.
That was 12 new, 20.
We were
total,
we were looking at a different set. And then there was Plus Ultra Promos, which are 12 cards as well. And then before it starts, just to let everybody know, there is already another booster pack plan called Crimson Rampage for the My Hero Academia card. So,
and it looks like the back of the cards makes it pretty clear. It's the Universe's card game, My Hero Academia set. And we've got the first set open.
Let's see what we got.
With Smash, with All Might in both forms.
And it has basically the artwork from the manga and some of the anime, probably. So that
looks like to me. I know the three things to the side of the effect are you have to have one of those three things in common with every single card in your deck. But
that's the elements, basically.
Elementals.
Yeah. Okay.
Vice Schwartz had something moderately similar, but this seems to like it has a higher chance of being more coherent.
Okay.
Mediator, which is Aizawa holding Bakugo back from Izuku.
Okay, that looks just like a scene.
Yep, it looks like most of them.
And I have no clue how to tell the rares from the non-rares.
I think I found it. It's on the bottom, it has the UA First Edition My Hero Academia. This one's MHA01C16R180.
Whoa, okay. I think I see what you're talking about.
Yeah,
it's tiny. Okay, so what's the next one?
Requesting Assistance, which has, I'm pretty sure that's Denki calling someone on a headset.
Oh, yep, it is. Close up of him. So, cool. Yeah, the C has For Common, I'm assuming.
Yep. Zero Gravity Lift, which has Uraraka doing something in a lot of shadows there. And I think that's the teleport guy or the...
Bird,
that's just barely in there.
Okay, cool.
Start with the basics, which has Yaoyozuru. That's
just take a guess. Momo? I don't know.
I know her first name.
The middle of her costume kind of cut out. Okay.
She basically eats a lot of food and then it can use the fats or lipids or whatever to just take stuff out of her body that she knows how to.
Okay.
Construction of. If you know how something is constructed, or not constructed, but the makeup of something, she can take her body fat or lipids or whatever and just take basically that out of her body.
It's a close-up of her. So.
Yep. Improvised Blade, which is Jiro, I'm pretty sure, is the sun gal. Okay. Earphone jack holding a weapon.
This one's a little darker. Kind of blends in with the background, the cliff, because it's a darker colors. The red shirt kind of helps. And there's 10 packs. Yeah, there's 10 cards to a pack, just to let everybody know.
Missouri Smash, which is All Might's big form smacking someone with a neck chop. Looks like, not sure,
he's in a suit and tie instead of his All Might suit. So okay, cool. Missouri Smash.
Yep.
Okay.
Erase, which is Eraserhead's eye doing the little
this psychic type thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's close up of the eye.
Aizawa.
Cool.
Kyoka Jiro, earphone jack.
And of course, these are like any. Oh, that's a full art.
Yeah, that's actually a character, it looks like.
Cool. Most of these are kind of like your regular trading cards. The top part is the image, bottom part's the wording. But like I said, this one here, that loan just gave me, oh, it's a UC, ultra common, I guess.
I got an ultra rare here. Some of them are ultra common, apparently, I guess.
What was Missouri Smash? Ultra common, UC.
So apparently there's common, ultra common. I found
this is a common.
Ultra rare.
So far we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 commons, 3 UCs, which I guess would be ultra
common. I guess, yeah. Uncommon.
Uncommon, there you go.
Why were they, well, ultra rare, because we got known that. You are here as Turn to Dust, rare. Which has the, and now I'm blanking on the hands guy's name, but.
That should be the 10th card, right?
Yep.
And it's shiny. Hey, Jinx, you owe me something to drink. And that is ultra rare. And it is a shiny, very cool. Oh, it's the guy that always has the hand over his face and the eyeballs sticking out.
My mind is blanking on his name, which is.
I have no clue, but I know the image well, but I just couldn't tell you what it is. It's the guy that basically has a hand over his face and has one eyeball sticking out through
Shigaraki?
Two of the fingers.
I think that's it. Shigaraki? Possibly.
That's cool. I do know the characters by image, but not by name.
Yeah.
That's cool. So that's pack one. Pack two. Yep. See if we can. Well, let's see if we speed this up. Sorry. So we don't run out of room on the stuff.
It's only been 10 minutes. Tight Lipped, which is the naval laser guy, and Suyu just there. Aoyama.
Okay. Wow. Okay. He's got a smug smile on his face. And she's just kind of like she just ate something gross.
Yep. Binding Kick, which is Aizawa kicking someone.
Okay. This one's a little harder to distinguish, too, unless you really look at it, because he's all in black. Yeah. And kind of, unless you're really looking and see it, it's a little difficult to see.
Yep. Gotcha, which is Sero using his little tape dispenser elbows. I have no clue what he's
okay.
Yep. Dark Shadow Talon, which is Tokoyami just on the.
Oh, okay. There. That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Reminds me of the crow that from Jin King of Thieves.
Oh.
The headdress. The headdress.
Kind of. I'm pretty sure that's his actual head, but yeah.
Cool.
Short Circuit, which is Denki after he's used his super move and gone overloaded his brain with electricity.
We're done. I just can't think no more, basically, is the look on his face.
Yep.
I'm fried.
Create Capturing Net, which is creating the net out of your elbow, I guess.
I'm going to have to watch this because this looks like some very weird stuff. Yeah. But everybody says it's good, so I'm going to have to watch it.
Create Bow Staff, which is same thing except for it's the bow staff she was holding in her other hand on that one. Or no, she was holding a sword on that one. Apathetic, which is the Nomu getting dragged away by the just normal police officers holding the chain.
It's a little bit of a darker artwork, too.
Yeah.
It's a lot of shadow.
It looks like it might have a character card and a ultra rare in each one, because this next one is Momo Yaoyo Rozu.
So that's a full art, then, I assume. So the full arts are character cards?
Yeah, that's neat.
Okay. That's cool.
For the shiny Sticky Ball Toss Tackle, which is Mineta running and throwing his balls everywhere.
Oh, my God. He looks like a little kid. Whether he is or not, I haven't seen the series to know.
He's the same age as the rest of them.
But he's just short?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I know I'm behind the times, everyone. I haven't seen it yet. So.
I'm almost certainly behind the times a fair bit, too. Hardened Frenzy, which, I have no clue who he is other than a friend of Bakugo's. The redhead guy that inspired by redhead.
Oh, that's a pretty sharp picture. I like that one. Real
I
crisp and clear.
I cannot remember his name. Oh, well.
Good image.
Like Infinite Potential, which is Aizawa showing the infinite sign on the ball toss, I think.
Yep, looks like.
Because Uraraka
kind of
erases gravity, used that on it, went infinite distance. So,
not the most exciting card, but okay.
Dark Shadow Slash, which is Tokoyama. Dark Shadow actually using that Shadow Claw thing. That actually looks much more interesting than the Talon one, I think.
It's put the camera.
You can actually see the claw. Right. The other one, it looked almost like he was just standing there.
Yeah, so that's cool.
It might have had it, but yeah. Stronger in Darkness, which is him with Dark Shadow actually going. I think it's either supposed to be Berserker. It's two giant hands coming from his back anyways.
Okay. And this one's, again, a little bit more difficult. You see the one hand really clear because it's in the light.
Yeah, but
then
the other one's
else
in
is
shadow.
Kind of shadow, so it's a little harder to see.
Yep. Electric Jolt, which is the Enki doing the.
Before he fries his brain, he's ready to jolt somebody. There he is.
Resistance, which is Bakugo and his friend, which I am still not thinking of the name of, but okay.
That's all right.
Fine.
Okay, I recognize that guy.
Kaminari?
Is it that the guy that has the grenades for hands or something? Yeah.
Kaminari's the other guy's hand name.
Okay.
Destined for mainstream success, which is Jiro and Momo just standing there just looking standing there. Either annoyed or disgusted at someone. Yeah,
annoyed or getting ready to kick somebody's butt.
Yep. Recipro extend. This is Tenyan is armor. Tenyan, you know?
Oh, that's kind of cool. I kind of like that armor.
Yeah, it is.
Cool. I like that. That's a clear, crisp picture, too. I like it.
Classmate introductions, which has a lot of them in the normal costumes with Mineta and Cinder Sage. And
Okay.
And it looks like we aren't guaranteed a character card in each one. Hardened Pummel as the shiny, though, which is the...
So it looks like you're guaranteed the shiny in each pack so far, unless we get one that doesn't. Oh, yeah, that is a nice one. That's the
or is Kaminari like so Dinky's other name? Oh, whatever.
That I could not tell you.
Maybe we'll get the character card for one of them. And
so far, that's the best shiny for me. I guess I ought to separate these out for you so the shinies are on top.
Okay. First, copy with Mediator. Merciless Rush, which is a Nomu tackling something.
Okay.
Desperate Times, which is a crying Mineta.
Oh, God, yep. Looks like Batmite from the old Batman animated series, to be honest.
I kind of see it. Yeah. Just has the rape head instead of the amphibious, which is to you using your tongue for something.
Yeah, she's the frog one, isn't she?
Yep.
Look at tongue.
Celebrity Status, which is All Might at the beach with the Yergler admirers.
Okay.
Izuku swinging in the back of them. Hardened Jab, which is, I think, Kaminari's Denki's first name, isn't it? So, yeah, not, okay. My mind is blanking on his name.
That's all right. He's got a side profile with his fist, looks like it's ready to come out of the card. Cool.
Amplified Sound Blast, which is Jiro on a wall and kind of wave effects. Yeah.
This is another one where they get lost and the person's lost in the background a little bit unless you key on it. So if you just look at it, you're looking at the center and you just see the wall, then when your eyes kind of move, then you see the character in it.
Fulfilled My Duty, which is Tenya screaming.
So leave me alone.
And get a character card in this one as the Nomu.
Okay. Now we haven't got the main full art again. Haven't got the main kid yet, have we?
Nope.
Teenager. Weird. Okay.
Think Fast, which is Cero and the guy who eats sugar for muscle on the...
Okay. That looks like a... What is those little characters? Muscle Man. He looks like a Muscle Man.
Yep. He eats sugar for muscle. I don't seem to remember that guy's name, the hardening guy's name, and the animal guy's name.
Last pack, everybody. Fifth pack.
No, this is Panache Shining Naval Blast, which is Naval Laser guy going all out.
Okay, it's sparkly. Well, the card's not sparkly, but his power effect is sparkly.
Amphibious again, and Plug-In, which is Jiro plugging into the wall with her earphone.
Is that how she charges up?
That's from what I understand. She can either eavesdrop on anything along the wall or use sound waves to make it go boom.
Okay. She has to plug into it, huh?
Yep. Specialist of Sound, which is her with her earphone jacks. Actually, you can see one of them there getting ready to attack, basically. Yep. Expert Flurry, which is Eraserhead. Just
Eraserhead. Yeah. You actually see him this time instead of just his eye.
Yep.
Cool.
Tape, which is Cero shooting that tape from a different angle from a different one.
These got some hilarious powers, but okay, yeah. Cool.
Electric Surge, which is, didn't he just,
he's getting ready. Give me the power.
Self Assured, which is Todoroki having frozen two guys and half his body, but yeah. Oh, we got two shinies in this one. A rare and XR is that one, so,
Okay.
Coordinated Effort does the rare, which is the red guy and Bakugo getting ready to hit someone. And Shock Treatment, which is Dinky holding wisps of electricity in his hand.
Oh, wow. That's fancier than the other. Well, no, it's about the same. That's cool.
Well, that's an XR and 7R, so
yeah,
I guess
I'm kind of wondering, because I said 180 XRs when I looked up the checklist. So I wonder if this is a parallel set of a regular card. This is the rare or whatever it is.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so we can.
They're shiny folks.
Decide which one of them your favorite.
But yeah, there's two shinies.
And we can actually read the effects in that.
I wonder if they made a mistake with having two shinies or maybe intentionally. So out of those five packs, that was 50 cards. Out of 50 cards, did pretty good. You only pulled two duplicates.
Yeah, that was
really nice. And all six shinies are different cards as well. So very cool.
That's great.
Very cool. So these are ones where you definitely they're looks like they're grabbing more from the anime than the manga.
Yeah.
So that's the imagery they're using, which is understandable because it's in color rather than black and white like most of them are. Oh, digging through the character cards. I think we got four character cards, if you can find them in there.
Something like that. We got Jiro Nomu.
He's looking through them, folks. But these packs, I think they cost us at the local store about, what was it?
$4 or $5.
$4 or $5, he says, Logan. Yeah. I can't remember. Somewhere in there, yes.
Less than $5.
Did you find the fourth one?
Three, actually.
Should be a fourth one in there somewhere.
No, because we noted that it didn't have to be.
Oh, you had two shinies in that last one, didn't you?
Yeah.
So, okay, gotcha. My bad. Three of the character cards. At least that's
one,
what we're calling
figured
it.
We'd, you choose one overall. I figured we'd actually read the effects and such of them to give a vague idea of it.
Okay.
Like, Kyoka Jiro, the character card, has big six on the top left and bottom right, orange and blue. 0 plus defense. I'm guessing that's defense anyways. 6 green cards on the thing and a 27 hearts, so I'm guessing that's health. It's got, I'm guessing, wind, normal, and space.
Okay.
Cyclone type image, an orange ball, and a ring of light as the elements. Enhance, once per turn, look at the top two cards of both players' decks and replace them in any order. Response, after you play a charge attack, it gets +1 damage for each card in the card pool. Here's. And after you play a weapon attack, it gets +1 speed for each card in your card pool.
Hmm.
So that's what this does.
And okay.
What's yours got?
Oh, whoever this guy was.
He does? Reciprocal Burst?
Reciprocal Extend. I don't know who the character is.
Tenya Lida.
Thank you.
I'm not sure if it's LIDA or IIDA.
It's the one with the white and black armor, basically. That's cool. And he just has a charge kick effect. I have no clue what the numbers mean at all.
Yeah, neither do I.
4 in the top is an attack, 3 at the bottom is a defense, but who knows?
I think
we haven't played it in learned how.
I think that might be cost or something.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Enhance, your next kick attack this turn gets +2 speed and +2 damage. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And you have another enhance, draw one card. But I don't know if you can, probably can only do one, maybe not both. I don't know.
Not sure, because it looks like enhance is something that the card does. Like, this one has the enhance. Once per turn, you can choose to swap.
Don't know.
Rearrange the top two cards of both decks. And response seems to be something happens when something else does something. When a charge attack or a weapon attack happens, this alters them by boosting them.
But we don't have the rule book to really know how to do stuff.
We've got that starter deck set basically incoming, but we have no clue about the actual.
Might be a month or two, like everything else. Everything's slowed with the shipping, so we might do another recording when we get it. Who knows? It just depends on what we feel like doing. But this is one. They're cool cards. I mean, it's just like any. If you enjoy collecting cards, you're going to like them. If you like TCGs, you'd have to. I think some of the gaming stores, check out your local gaming stores.
People we got them from were having a actual game night of it, I think.
Right. The stores that are authorized dealers that are able to sell these a little bit earlier than the actual street date for everybody else, they actually, at least this store that we went to, Gamers Guild, they popped open a pack. Well, they actually had
two people playing the game there.
I think they popped open two packs so that you can have a couple of people playing the games and testing it out and seeing if you like it. So your local stores might do the same. If you happen to be in the area of Hayes, Kansas, that you're a listener to us in that area, check out the Gamers Guild.
It has at least this stuff.
Yeah. So, and they're a pretty nice shop. The owner's pretty nice as well. So pretty cool.
They got a 100 free cards deal on old
Yu-Gi-Oh. It's been changed, I think.
Oh, they did? Oh, never mind.
So I can't say that.
It's the old Yu-Gi-Oh Magic cards. They primarily. About 100 free ones.
I think you have to be a member now.
Oh, well.
So we'll have to see.
Well, if you live in Hayes, you might actually be able to do that. But yeah, we live a bit away. A
couple hours away.
That's all right, though.
Yeah.
But that's cool. So check them out if you're into the... Just if you're just into collecting cards.
They've got a fair amount of board games there, too. Or not quite board games, but yeah.
And they got the D&D type stuff and things like that. And Warhammer. So it's a nice store. So if you're in that area, go check them out. They might be sold out of these before this gets out there. Don't know. I know they had one booster's box left that they were selling, I believe.
Yeah, and they were already out of the starter decks, which is why I had a reordered thing.
True. So I think that's about all. That's been the five packs. Logan's got more cards to put in his collection.
Yep. And it's about 30.
At some point, he might be able to play with some individuals if we ever figure out who might play, but that's been one of the hardest parts. I got to
play the Weiss-Schwartz thing with Mom a few times, which is the grand goal.
We have hard times deciphering what they're supposed to do on the cards, and Logan gets on to us. But anyway, but those are the cards. Check them out if you're interested in those. It's My Hero Academia trading cards or collectible cards. So check them out.
Universes.
Yep. Check it out with your local card stores. If you're in the Hayes area, check out the Gamers Guild. Yep. But I think that's going to do it for us this time. We are going to leave out on the ninth ending, just like we opened up with the ninth opening. We are actually
vaguely sure that these are the latest ones.
Yeah. It's pretty much so. But the title of it is Believe. And this one, it says the artist is Soshi Sakuyama. So I'm probably butchering that, and I apologize, but hopefully I did some sort of justice. But again, this is on the Crunchyroll Collection YouTube channel. Get there and you can find out the artist and some other stuff, and go find them with your digital vendor of choice and see if you can download some of their music as well and support them. That's going to do it for us. We've had fun opening these packs. Hopefully you've had fun listening to us opening these packs. We'll catch everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye.
優しさが必の光蓄えた優しさに乗る一人ぼこえて君と繋がれたならまばたきの間に二度とない線を見るよ誰かが伝う意味のないと捨てられた悲しみ
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.